Hi, tenors. This is the Kyrie by Franz Schubert. It is not difficult, but I think it's worth to repeat. So I play the tenor by itself. The phrasing, in most cases, is Kyrie eleison. The end before the rest. Again, the end before the rest. It's a repeat, but it gets different there. Stress, quarter note, stress, quarter note. And the B flat comes as a surprise. Half a note and before the rest. The solo soprano in measure 43. It ends in G, E minor, but the alto and you start, and the alto has a G sharp. Okay, sopranos. A fourth down, and a very high C. Again, high enough. You might get tired the third time, and the fourth time, high enough. Wait. That's 45. Let me do that again. It's... soprano and alto, tenor bass. Measures rest, and it pretends to begin from the beginning. It does, but it changes later. High enough, the A, and again, like the beginning, and then it's different now, watch it. High enough, the F, legato, legato. And that's the end. Singing your line all by yourself is one thing. A lot more fun is if you sing together with a different section. And in this case, I will play the tenor and the bass. If you want to do tenor and alto, that's recorded as well. You'll find it. Okay, the beginning, I will give you the key because there's no preludium. It starts into G major, and you have the fifth, and here we go. The rest. little distracted because I thought of the poor second tenors. If that is too high, you can hear the bass line here and you can sing the bass. Soprano solo, measure 43. Tenor. High enough to see everyone, please. Soprano alto, tenor bass. And we are back at the beginning. Two measures rest and new beginning. Different.